Hey, before we get into things, let's get into big things. At 10:06 today, the Cleveland Browns put out a little release, and it says, extend partnership with Odyssey.
Woohoo!
Multi-year agreement. We will remain the home of the Cleveland Browns for all your radio content. So that's really good. We're excited. Looking forward to it. Multi-year agreement with the Cleveland Browns. So you'll continue to get all of your Browns content right here on The Fan. And on game day, 98.5 as well. So good for us, good for them. I know we've enjoyed our partnership with the Browns, and it continues.
Outstanding. Well, we have a quote from the boss on this thing, too, don't we? This is very nice.
You don't need to read it. You don't need to suck up anymore.
Oh, me? As another exciting football season approaches, we are thrilled to share that 92.3 The Fan will proudly continue as the Browns' flagship station, said Jeff Miller, Senior Vice President and Market Manager of Odyssey. Our ongoing mission is to enhance the fan experience, offering both exhilarating live game day action and compelling stories that happen off the field. As a lifelong Browns fan myself, that's my man! Lifelong Browns fan myself, I'm honored to be a part of the 92.3 The Fan and 98.5 NCX as we collaborate as the rest, because we all love this team. There you go. That's a boss, man. Love you.
I guess Andy did need to suck up a little bit more.
Let's give him some props, man.
You're going to suck up to anybody. It should be the grand poobah.
I guess so. There you go.
Why can't you can't give Jeff Miller some props? I mean,
well,
they
you
worked
just
hard
did.
On this deal.
Hey,
come
Jeff,
on.
Andy just sucked up to you big time.
I don't care.
There you go. Good job.
He does a great job. What are you going to say? So does Keith.
Our they Cleveland Browns. Way to suck up again.
Unlike you that just don't understand the power of
sucking up.
No, positive praise, Jeff.
We are pro Grand Poobah and fearless leader on this
That's
program.
True.
Absolutely.
We have been blessed to have some outstanding leadership in this building
We really have.
14 years. Isn't our birthday this week?
I don't know.
Was it last week?
All I know is we're still rolling, baby.
14 and 13 of those years we've been doing the Browns?
Folks were hoping it would last a year.
More noises, that counts for something?
The what makes noises?
Sorry. Said my knee's making more noises, so yeah, it might have been.
All right. Congratulations.
On Sunday,
congratulations, everybody. Thank
1
you.
1 o'clock. The Cleveland Browns right here on 92.3 The Fan, taking on the Cincinnati Bengals as things get going. And this team now, Andy, is what it is. You're not going to make big changes right now. This is the roster. This is where it goes. But if you look around on this team, I think that there are some intriguing players. In fact, I think you can find an intriguing player at every position group. Now, I do think most of them are rookies.
Define intriguing, can you for me, please?
Yeah. And intriguing doesn't mean good. Intriguing to me means, wonder what happens with this guy. Mm. I wonder how he fits, and I wonder what he does. Mm. I do think most of them are rookies, at least from my thought process on this. I hope yours differs.
Okay, well,
it may or may not.
Yes.
But I want to start with the offense here.
Okay, let's go.
And let's start with the position that matters most in football.
Tight end.
You make
yes.
the argument, yeah, there you go, that it matters most in all of sport. And that's quarterback.
Yes.
I think the most intriguing quarterback on this roster is Dillon Gabriel.
Okay.
And I say it for this reason. If something goes wrong with Joe Flacco, if Joe gets injured, if Joe doesn't perform well, if the team doesn't win, Dillon Gabriel gets the first crack at the gig, at least the way it's stacked up right now. And to me, what makes him intriguing is, can he actually show that he can do two things? Be a starter long-term and play well enough to keep Shedeur Sanders off the field. I mean, that's job one for Dillon Gabriel if he gets to start a game.
Okay.
Can you show you're the starter long-term? I think he'd be hard-pressed to do that. And can he keep Shedeur Sanders off the field? I think he has a chance to do that. That's why he's the most intriguing guy to me.
I don't think there's any question about this. Shedeur Sanders is the most intriguing quarterback the Browns have on this roster. First of all, Joe Flacco is the most important. I'll say that without hesitation, because he's the guy that can go out on the field and understands how to win an NFL game. So Dillon Gabriel, I think we kind of know what we're getting because he has played so many games in college. Shedeur Sanders,
beast here in the NFL.
Yeah, I totally agree. And so that's why I think Shedeur Sanders is the most intriguing quarterback on this team, because if he's able to pick it up and if he's able to get the opportunity, that's the whole thing. He has zero control of his own destiny right now, and the only thing that can get him on the field, unfortunately, would probably be injuries, or if things go so sideways in a game that Kevin Stefanski's like, I got to pull my quarterback like you would a pitcher would put in a reliever, although I think it's a little bit different. But Shedeur Sanders offers something that I think the other guys don't. And the upside on Shedeur, I think, is truly endless.
Why do you say that as opposed to Gabriel? I mean, they're both rookie quarterbacks.
Well, I'm using part of your logic on this, that Dylan Gabriel has played so many college football games that we kind of know who he is already.
That was your logic.
That's not my logic.
You said that.
No, I've heard you say
that a moment ago.
I've heard you say it before, though.
Nope. I don't have any idea what he's going to be in the pros, so don't attribute that to me.
Okay. Well, I don't have any idea. Have you ever used Dylan Gabriel's number of college games as a reference point in any conversation?
Sure, but not that it's going to be that doesn't necessarily lead to success in the NFL. It leads to success in college.
Okay, I don't disagree with that. I've just heard it before, and maybe it was other people on the show that have said that too. I think Sanders is such a, to be honest with you, I think he's kind of a raw talent that if he's put in the right position to grow, I think he could be one of the most dynamic quarterbacks in the NFL. Is that going to happen? I don't know, but I do think there is something about him that is intriguing to the fans. It's intriguing to his teammates in some ways. And as he grows, if he grows, I guess, in the right direction, if that's the right way to put it, he is, to me, the most intriguing quarterback on the team.
At running back, the most intriguing running back on this team. You want to go first?
Yeah, it's Quinshon Judkins. I just need to see him. That's the problem. We know what he did at Ohio State last year. We know how he can play. We know how he can be just a great additive to the engine if he can get out there and play. We need to get past all this garbage that's going on. And
it's not garbage.
Well, no, I mean garbage on his part, garbage on the, you know what I'm saying? The whole thing is like it's sideways. It's not good. There's nothing good about it. If we can get past that, I think he's the most intriguing running back that's on this team.
I think the most intriguing running back on this team is the other running back they drafted this year, Dylan Sampson. And I say that because I think he's going to get an opportunity that he wasn't in line for. Judkins isn't going to play week one, we're all assuming. And that means Sampson, who will probably be, you know, the change of pace guy early on, is going to get reps that he probably wasn't going to get. What can he do with it? Can he do enough with it to carve out a real role this year? And that's why I find him an extremely intriguing guy in this backfield. I'm curious to see what he can do, Andy. He was really good in the SEC last year, and he seems to be the type of guy. He's not just a change of pace guy, and that to me is what I want to see. Can he be a guy who gets regular carries, runs between the tackles well, at least he did in college, and see what he can do here?
Let me backtrack on that word garbage I used. You're right, Jeff. That was probably the wrong word. Drama.
Drama's a better word.
Yeah, drama is actually the word I was looking for. Sorry.
The wide receiver crew, to me, needs help. But there's one guy who's extremely intriguing, more than the others. Want to guess?
For me or for you?
You go.
You're going to say Cedric Tillman, probably.
You are incorrect.
Oh, all right. Well, give me yours, as I have two.
It's Isaiah Bond.
Yeah.
And when this happened, I thought when they signed him, remember, they had him in for one of the 30 visits, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Were the Browns just sitting back, patiently monitoring this whole situation and knew all along that he was going to come to the Cleveland Browns? I wonder that. I don't know if we'll ever know the answer to that. But I wonder if they had an agreement in place with his agent. Hey, we want him. Here's what we'll do. We'd like you to be here. If this all gets settled legally, we'd like you to be here. If that was the case, I think the Browns gambled and maybe won. Maybe won. We don't know. We got to see the guy in the field. But, man, he's got some ability. Did they get a steal here? And again, in a situation that wasn't good, but did they know all along that he was going to come here and did they end up getting a steal? I can't wait to see him on the football field, and I'm hoping that they got really lucky. I think they need to get really lucky with him, Andy.
I'm torn on this because I mean, I love the speed of Isaiah Bond, and I want to see. I agree with everything you just said. I do think he is intriguing. I think Gage Larvidan is also intriguing. Why would you hang on to an unrestricted college free agent if you're not going to use him? Why waste your time? I think that's, and I don't know where he sits on the roster right now, too. He's probably on the other side of 45,
yeah,
if you think about it. So I think that's, I want to see what he, I love the way he plays. There's no question about that. To me, when it comes to intriguing, Jamari Thrash has now been put into the position of being one of the first three wide receivers on this team. We saw glimpses of that last year, and if there's ever going to be a player that it could benefit from, you know, holding back a little bit, getting the opportunity to mature without having to be expected to produce results every Sunday. The developmental, how about that? I mean, was Jamari Thrash a little bit developmental? He was drafted in the fifth round.
He looks good, Andy.
And he looked good last year too. So I hope that if Jamari Thrash can be one of your three riding wide receivers here, guys that you can ride on all game, then he's the most intriguing to me. There's something about his game that is not only exciting, but I think can give a quarterback confidence if he, you know, just hang on to the ball and go. So I really like Jamari Thrash, so he's intriguing to me.
Small sample size here, because there aren't very many of them. The most intriguing tight end is clearly Harold Fannin Jr.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question.
He's going to get the opportunity to play a significant role as a rookie, and I hope he can take advantage of it.
I do think if Blake Whitehart can jump a little bit, he'll get opportunities if the door opens for him to be able to do that. I think
Harold could be a big deal.
100% agree.
Yeah, I sure 100%
agree. I think that Stefanski really likes Whitehart though, and Njoku will be one of the top two receivers on this team. So
that's probably true. On the offensive line, the most intriguing player, the only question mark on the offensive line other than health, it's got to be DeJuan Jones, isn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, he looks like a guy at his size, 6'8". I don't know what he weighs these days. 6'8", let's say 350. Andy, if he can figure out how to play left tackle, we know he's got pretty good feet for a guy that size. In theory, he could become a dominant left tackle of the National Football League. In theory. I mean, he's huge, and he moves really well for a guy that size. And I hope he can stay healthy, and I hope he can do the job. Because if he can, man, the Browns might have gotten really lucky and picked up a cornerstone member of the offense and a guy that was passed over by a number of teams a number of times. So, boy, I sure hope he can play, and it's the thing to watch on that offensive line.
Just for the presence of time here, I agree with you. I 100% think it's DeJuan Jones. But I also think Zach Zinter is going to be in a position this year to jump into one of those spots if necessary, if somebody's got to come out. And I think, you know, based on what we saw out of Zinter in college and the inspiration that he could and the way he plays the game, let's be honest, it's more than inspiration. The way he plays the game, he is going to have the opportunity to be here for a long time. And I think his time may start this year.
I agree with everything you said. My hope is that it doesn't start this year because that means somebody else got hurt.
I totally agree, yeah.
Most intriguing guys on defense. And we love your input as well. 216-474-0092. It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.